I got a call from my friend Kevin English, and he is so excited because he wanted to let me know his nephew Sean, who works at Henry Ford Health, had a hand in setting up this interview for us. And, you know, I love Bob Riney, have for years, the guy who runs the show over there, MJ Vogt, who helps raise money. I used to do Minds of Medicine. I got a special affinity toward Henry Ford Health. But now I'm even happy because I'm helping Kevin English celebrate his nephew Sean, as we welcome a sleep researcher with Henry Ford Health, and that is Philip Chang, who has his PhD. Philip, welcome to Paul W. Smith in Focus. Nice to have you here.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
The health benefits or problems, if you agree there are any, how long will these effects of daylight saving time last now that we made the big switch?
Oh, boy. It can last. We would expect a couple days, maybe even three or four days. Some people adjust faster than others, so there's going to be some differences, but I would expect a few days, within a week for sure.
You know, we had a story last week, that talked about new research indicating that, oh, this is all overblown. But what's not overblown is there are more accidents and more heart attacks following the time change, period. That's, people aren't making that up.
Absolutely.
Now, if you were to choose, because I'm all against the time change, I don't think it makes any sense anymore. Little did I know there'd be such an argument about whether we would pick daylight saving time or standard time and stick with one. Which would you stick with if it were up to you, Philip Chang?
Yeah, so the medical community is very much in favor of not just being done with the time change, but in particular, the sleep research community has consensus statements around a standard time being the one that we are in favor of.
That's what we've always heard. And we used to get that from our former news director, Dick Hafner. And so I went with standard and got bashed by all the people who play golf and do other things, have kids walking to school. So, you know, I'm not going to step back into that. But medical community still is standing by standard. All right. What can you tell us to do now that it's here to try to minimize the problems? I love the get morning sun. When I go out in the morning, I put my face up to the sun. I don't do it for as long as I should, 10 to 15 minutes, but I do that. What other things would you suggest?
Yeah, you know, our bodies actually are faced with the challenge right now is to become later, right? Because the clocks have shifted dramatically or quickly, abruptly by an hour, and our bodies need to catch up. So generally speaking, while we do recommend morning sun, I would actually say for the next couple of days, do the opposite. Try and get less light during the day, during the morning, I should say, and a little bit more light during the evening. Now, just for a few more days, and then go back to getting light in the morning, because the challenge here is for our bodies to catch up with this quick change that's an hour later, and light in the morning usually helps us stay more on the early side.
The other one, avoid bright screens before bed. We've heard that for a long time, and I did switch my phone over to night mode. Does that make a difference?
I certainly think it makes a big difference. A lot of the research also supports that, so highly encourage people to continue to do that if they haven't done that already.
I just started to try a new green tea. I kind of believe in all these things. But what I didn't count on was how long caffeine can last in your system.
Yes. People often are surprised when they learn that caffeine can stay in your system for up to 8 hours. So that means if your bedtime is 9 p.m. or 10 p.m., your cutoff time is 1 or 2 p.m.
Yeah, well, I'm not a 9 o'clock to bed guy. Even when I used to get up at 4 a.m. and my engineer, Brian Morton, would go to bed at 6 p.m, I said, if I go to bed at 6 p.m, what's the point? I mean, where's my life? So anyway, I go to bed too late. So I got to cut out the caffeine earlier. And the other thing that's difficult is to stick to a routine. They always say, stick to a routine, get up at the same time on the weekend that you get up during the week. That's difficult too.
Yes. Yeah. That is a well-known phenomenon called social jet lag. So instead of normal jet lag where you travel across time zones, social jet lag refers to on the weekends when we stay out late and we spend time with friends and family and our sleep gets later and later. It's almost as if we traveled across time zones, except we didn't. It's just our biology is drifting. Our biological clock is drifting.
And as bedtime approaches, lower the lights in your home. Avoid stimulating activities. Read a book, which I sometimes, when I'm lying in bed and can't sleep, get up and do. Take a warm shower. You can meditate, which can help signal your body to wind down. Any other quick ideas?
Yeah, I would say exactly what you said. When you are unable to sleep, to go ahead and get out of bed, with a caveat that that doesn't mean you should go and do fun or productive things like, you know, do the dishes or do laundry. You know, you don't want to accidentally reinforce that nighttime awakenings are a great time to be productive and maybe you should do more of it. So when you are unable to sleep, and it happens, bad nights happen to good people, if you believe it or not, and get out of bed, find a dim, cozy place to be at, and pass the time with something that is mildly entertaining. So shows, reruns of shows. So for example, you know, Seinfeld, for those of us who grew up with Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah.
If it's on a television, it's generally not a problem. If it's on a laptop that's close to your eyes, that's a little bit more of a concern. So try and do, if you're going to do a screen that's sort of far away like a television, or puzzles, your favorite book that you've read, something that's easy to put down when you eventually are sleepy again.
Philip Chang, who has his PhD and is an expert sleep researcher with Henry Ford Health. Thanks for your help, Philip. We appreciate it. We'll talk again.
Fantastic. Thanks for having me. Take care.
It is our pleasure. I like to watch a television show if I can see the beginning, middle, and end. I don't know why that is. And don't do what I was thinking of doing last night, which was finding a Jersey Mike's at 2 o'clock in the morning. As we continue on WJR.